I guess my first question, Mr. Segman, is give me, I guess, a little bit of reason about jumping into the political picture, so to speak, and becoming a candidate. What was your thought or your reason behind getting involved in politics?
Well, because, you know, I've been in this area for quite some time now, and it's time for a change. Not happy about the way the Liberal NDP coalition has treated our resource industries. We've made tremendous improvements in our environmental due diligence, and we need to support these industries more. There's a lot that we can do, and so we have to get moving. And with respect to our economy, I was very frustrated with the amount of taxpayer funds that are being transferred to China, given to China and these other countries, and not kept in our region. Also, there's a lack of federal funding in our region that I don't think is acceptable. We need to up our ante here. So there's lots to do, and I finally figured I might as well help out as best I can.
Now, talk a little bit about the riding. Does it get a bit concerning, or more just a little bit of a daunting challenge to know how big the riding of Algoma, Manitoulin, Kapuskasing is?
Well, every riding has its challenges. They all differ. Our challenge is definitely the size of the riding, but we have plans in place. I'm an engineer, professional engineer, and so we follow a plan with our deliverables, our schedules. We track that, and then we report back to the constituents as to where we're at. And if we're behind schedule or ahead of schedule, we do that. We do independent reviews with our committees, et cetera. And all that has to be planned out, including making sure that we have access to all the areas, and we're speaking with our stakeholders to find out how we're doing and make sure that they're okay with it and what their concerns are.
Talk a little bit about this election being somewhat very different because we are still in a COVID-19 pandemic. What kind of challenges does that face in terms of what you're having to do to campaign during this election?
Well, it had an impact on our door knocking and our access to the public, no doubt. We've been able to come back from that. We're starting to get very aggressive with our door knocking, things like that. So I think that we're going to get through this all right now and move forward. The vaccines are starting to come in. People are starting to get their second round of vaccinations, et cetera. So I think we'll see how it goes. If we get into a significant fourth wave, then that will definitely have an impact on our plans. But right now we're moving forward with getting up to the sites, getting up to the different areas of this massive territory and meeting with the people. That's the number one priority right now, is to meet with our constituents.
Talk a little bit about the Kapuskasing-Hearst area, sir. What do you know about this area? And how do you think you can make a difference?
Well, I know that it's in the path of the Ring of Fire, and I know that the NDP and Liberals will not have a clue, that coalition, as to how to approach that excellent opportunity. So we want, you know, I would suggest that the voters consider that having, you know, John Sagman at the table with Aaron O'Toole and Pierre Poilievre, et cetera, our team there to represent us. With those areas, as well as with respect to supporting our logging truck drivers and things like that with LNG. There's certain things that we can do, like when an engine is under full power, it needs diesel. But when it's going downhill, it can switch over to LNG, so that saves them money and also is better for the environment. So these are all things that we can do. There's a whole bunch of items that we can do to enhance our resource industries and get them back to where we should be at, as well as our tourism, et cetera. We got to work on all of that.
Wonderful.
It's not acceptable what's been happening in here over the last 8 years. We got to turn this around.
And you've got it's a shorter election than most. Does that pose any issues, or are you just happy to get on the road and do as much as you can in the least amount of time?
Well, it is an impediment to such a large area. You know, the longer, I'm not happy about it being called when we're at this time of the year, but that's fine. We'll get through that. But you're correct. I totally agree. It's an impediment when you got a 100,000 square kilometer area to cover. So it makes it more difficult, no doubt, that shorter time period. But it is what it is. So let's move on.
So politics, is that something that you've had a lifelong love affair with? Have you been involved in politics? Did you do any kind of work in high school as in terms of and councils and stuff like that. Where did the love of politics begin for you?
Well, I've done some volunteer work with respect to education systems in the primary schools, high schools, universities, etc. I've given presentations, but with respect to the politics, I really don't have much experience in that area, but I'm willing to learn. I'm a fast learner and a hard worker, and I'm definitely have the capability to pick that up pretty fast.
Wonderful. Anything else, sir, that you want to mention or add?
Not at this time. You know, we want to get the jobs going, the accountability. You know, we've got to bring in some accountability back into Ottawa. You know, we have to support our mental health. Did you know that 500,000 people a week in Canada lose work time over mental health issues? So we got to bring that to the forefront. We got to work with our First Nations partners. There's lots that we can do, especially up in the Kapuskasing area where that Ring of Fire is coming in, as well as down in Manitoulin, places like that. So we got a lot of work ahead of us, and I just hope that the voters give us a chance to work for them and give us the time for change. And we're ready to roll. Thank you.